Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to the next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Were you all able to listen to that song? I'm going to click on one of you and wanted to see how clear that you hear it. Good evening, Carrie. Were you able to hear that song that I played?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Was it clear?
It was in some spots, yes and no.
Okay. It is not on my switchboard like my other song. It's a song that I picked up today, and I haven't had opportunity to put it on the switchboard. But if all of you, I'm going to click you back off. Okay. Well, I hope that you heard some of the words. If not, I am going to repeat some of it. At church on the choir member sang that song recently at our church. And I can't stop playing. I can't stop listening to it, can't stop listening to it. And always come. For the next 2 months, right, the next 2.5 months, always come with a pen and a paper handy because I got some information to give you. And I want to tell you the author, the singer of that song. Her name is Sinet. It's a Nigerian name, Sinet. And it's spelled S-I-N-A-C-H. S-I-N-A-C-H. Sinet. And she's a Nigerian singer. Now, what I did was I can't seem to get that song out of my ears. You know how once you like a song and all of a sudden you keep singing and hearing it, you can't seem to get the tune that stays with you. And it's a great song to worship. And God, just the two of you. And when I Googled that song, I first got a group of white singers. They were good. So I listened to that first. And then what I said, I wanted some black singers that sang that song. And there are other people that sing that song, but she is one of the ones that really is powerful. So during your spirit time, if you want to use that song to worship in the morning, that is a great song because, let me tell you, it's going to grab hold of you and you're going to definitely be in the spirit because that song is awesome. And it's called Waymaker. You've heard that song before. But I just can't seem to stop listening to it because it does so much for me and the spirit that the feelings that I have, the presence that I have with God singing that song. And the main chorus verse is, "He's a way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God." That is who you are. He's a way maker, of course. God is definitely a way maker. He's been a way maker in my life, throughout my life. He's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. Yes, he promised me that he will never leave me, nor forsake me, with me and my children. Light, and he's light in the darkness. Just like I talked about, that I was my girlfriend and I went on a trip and we saw nothing but darkness when we were driving. Well, this is just light in the darkness. We kept moving and finally we saw the light from the darkness. And it also said, my God, that is who you are. He's just that. He's more. He's a problem solver. He's a healer. He's a wonderful counselor. He's a great I am. He's so many things. But we just must have faith in him that he will resolve those things that we are going through. And tonight, of course, if there's any new people on the line, my name is Mary Hollis. I'm your host. And thank you so much for tuning in. And our ministry, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, is the ministry Embracing Widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I began beginning of October talking about that we're going to have a grief session throughout November and December, like I do each year. But I'm going to do things a little bit different. I'm going to have at least five people to come on and do testimonies relating to some of the topics that I will be talking about. But I also said each week in October, I wanted to give you some information how to prepare for the storm. The name of the Greek sessions is Preparing for the Storm. And I was explaining the different things that how you should prepare for the storm. Now, the first thing I talked about was prayer. Praying to God. And also, while you were praying to God, I mentioned a scripture, Ephesians 6, 13 through 20, how we all should put our full armor of God on. I'm going to read the scripture quickly, and this is how we need to do. We all need to go in prayer to God whenever we are preparing for anything, for a test, for a surgery, for anything that you do in your life. You should go to God with that before you go to someone else. And know some of our friends and our family are our supporters, but you should always go to God in prayer. And this is what we need to do. Put our full armor of God on. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, and we're talking about the storm in this situation, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm with the belt of truth. These are the things. Read that scripture. These are the things that you need to do to get ready for the storm. With a belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and your feet fitted on the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all, take up your shield of truth, the shield of truth. So first, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and now you're going to take the shield of faith. Now, the second thing I told you about was faith, faith with which you can extinguish all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Really, it's the storm, the overwhelming of emotions that you're going to be going through when you're going through the storm. And verse 8 says, and pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Yes, we must pray. Pray to God and ask him to help us to put our full armor of God so we can get prepared for the storm. Because it's a category. I told you it was going to be a category 4. It wasn't going to be a category 1 or 3. It's going to be a 4. Because all of these different holidays that's coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's on, you got it. It's a category 4. Because you got so many holidays back to back. As soon as you get out of one, you're going to jump into another. So this is a category 4 storm. So we must pray to God, put our full armor of God on. And the second that I mentioned, that you must have faith. We must prepare for the storm. We should have faith that God is going to get us through the storm. And tonight, I played that song. I'm going to eventually get that song, delete a couple of other songs and add that song to our switchboard. But it's such a powerful sound. So take time this week and let that be one of your playlists, on your playlist. And it's Waymaker. And I love hearing it sung by the Nigerian gospel singer. And her name, once again, is S-I-N-A-C-H. S-I-N-A-C-H. She's awesome. And tonight, we're going to talk about the third thing is he is a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. He's a light in the darkness. This is how we are going to get through the storm. Putting our faith in God. And knowing that he is a way maker, he's going to get us through the storm. Some of you, this is your first time going through the storm. And sometimes some of you have already gone through these storms again during the holidays. And the storm is the holidays. Because the holiday will put you through all different types of emotion. Just like the storm is so much wind and rain, those are all the emotions that you're going to experience. But some of you are going to experience this better. You're going to you've experienced many times before, so you're going to be able to get through the storm, but you're still going to have some emotions and memory of the things that you and your loved one shared and did together. But we must trust God in getting through the storm. Now, I am also going to talk some more about what Jesus says to us. And at the end, I'm going to play that song again. I'm hoping that maybe I won't put it too close to my computer. Maybe that was causing it not to be so clear. But please play that song. I mean, use it as one of your playlists during devotion. It's awesome. It will definitely put you in the spirit and how connected you will be to God. And he also says, make make him your primary focus. I know some of you, I'm not sure how many of you that have just recently lost a loved one. And sometimes we still have anger in our heart. And we feel that, you know, we're putting all our faith and trust in God now, but why didn't he deliver our loved one, that they will still be here? Well, that is something that I can't answer why God did this. But with prayer and trust in him, he'll reveal it to you. And just remember, he didn't promise that you all was going to leave at the same time. I mentioned that before. He didn't promise that you're going to die together. One of you had to go and the other comes behind, but just knowing that you're going to see that person one day. So prepare yourself so you can see that person one day. But he wants us to make him his primary focus. He said, I am all around you, constantly aware of you. I take note of your thoughts and prayers. Many, many things that you, I'm always having your attention. I mean, I'm always having you on my mind, and you're always on my mind and your thoughts. But do not let them crowd me out. Directing your mind towards me requires very little energy. God, I mean, sometimes we don't want to go to God with small, little requests. We think they always have to be a big request. Well, I go to him for the simplest thing. I talk to him pretty much in here all day long while I'm in here. Little things I request as well as big things. He said, cast all your burdens, everything to him, and I do just that. Saying directing your mind towards him requires very little energy. Yet the more often you do this, the more fully I can live in you and through you. Live in you and through you. Remember that I am present with you each moment of your life, watching over you with perfect love. My unfailing love surrounds the ones who trust in me. I am training you to be increasingly aware of my loving presence, even when others, and getting, stopping there, he's training us. Sometimes he lets things happen to us in our lives so we can find time that we going to read what we normally do when we get in trouble. I have problems. We reach out to him but sometimes we go about our normal business and just pretend that he's not there. So just like he's saying here, I am training you to be increasingly aware of my loving presence. Sometimes he lets things happen to us. He steps aside. Even when other things demand your attention, I want you to be constant in your life, that provides stability and directions. He wants us to give us directions. Sometimes we can't hear it because our minds and our emotions are so foggy and we can't hear him or see him. But he says to us, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I can be the fixed point that helps you stay on course as you make your way through this journey of grief. As you keep redirecting your thoughts to me, I'll show you the way forward. Yes, he'll help you to get through that storm, through that darkness, and I'll give you peace. He also will give you peace, a peace of mind, that you can get through this. You don't have to do this by yourself. He will supply people. He will get supply your needs and also with resources and people around you that will help you to get through the storm, through the holiday. And I'll be going and giving, I'll be talking about tips and different things for you to do. And I'm going to have people on to give testimonies that when they first lost their loved one, what they went through, got through the storm with the trust, with prayer, trust, and believing that he is a way maker. He is a miracle worker. He is a promise keeper. He promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and he does just that. I have some scriptures to go with that. You want to write these down? Psalms 121. That's something that I read every day. It's also a prayer for protection. I'm only going to read 1-3 scripture verses. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. That's Psalms 121, 1 through 3. I read all of his that whole Psalms 121 every day. Many, and the next scripture is Psalms 32:10. Many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. He wants us to trust in him. The next scripture is Hebrews 13:8. It said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. He's the same person. He's the same Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will be there forever. I play that song by Jason Nelson, that he loves you forever. Not sometimes, not every week, not sometimes, some weeks and some not, some other weeks. He loves us forever. We are his children. And that was coming from Hebrews 13:8. The next scripture is John 14:27. And these are all NIV versions. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not to the world gives, not what the world gives, but I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Trust in God and not be afraid. Don't continue to be angry with him because your loved one is not here. Yes, I know at the beginning you had many questions, anger, depression, all of that. But do not continue to be angry with God. Even though he still loves you, you'll just sit there and wait for you to begin to love him again and to forgive. But just knowing that he will never leave you nor forsake you. I can stand on his promises that the things that he's done for me, everything that happens in my life is not sugar-coated. I deal with stuff. Stuff break around this house. Stuff stop working around this house. I have to do just about everything in my home. But I do have other people that handyman or whatever I get to get those things done. But I have to initiate it. But I also, when I have to make those phone calls, I do not make those phone calls unless I put God in. When I'm getting ready to make a phone call and want someone to do something or try to get someone to maybe waive a fee or something of that nature or give me a good deal or whatever, I said, Lord, help me, help the right person to be on the other line for me to get, to take care of what I need to get. I always ask him first. And the scripture says, commit to the Lord whatever you're doing. He will establish your plan. A majority of the time, I would say 98%, I get the right people on the line. The other is where the devil's trust. Don't try it. The devil's going to always try to mess with you. And he's going to have somebody that give you a hard time or don't give you. But majority of the time that I get the right people on the line to get the service that I need. So commit to the Lord. And everything that you do, he'll make your way straight. So we must trust because we want to get through the storm. This is going to be a long storm. November, December, January, February, and I'm not sure it's some more months because their birthday, anniversary dates, or whatever, you're going to experience more dates, but those four holidays are neck to neck, and it's so hard to get through them because there's memories, wonderful memories that you've experienced with you and that loved one. So, next week, I'll have something else to add to that list before we begin in November preparing for the storm. So I am giving you different nuggets, how to put your full armor of God on, preparing for the storm. For the storm is coming, and let's get ready for it. And that is all I have for tonight, but I do have an announcement. Every third Saturday, we have our monthly meeting. And we have it by freeconferencecall.com because a lot of you do not like Zoom. So I'm going to text in a few days. The information for the freeconferencecall.com. So call in is this coming Saturday from 9 to 10 a.m. 9 to 10. And we normally sign off on time. So just be looking out for the number so you can call in for our monthly meeting. There will be some announcement during that meeting. We hope to have the information ready for you. Where are we going to be traveling to next in 2022, our annual trip that we normally do. So we're going to try and hopefully that the virus is not, it's not as active, not active at all. We're going to pray that 2022 is going to be a where we can get back to norm. And I am going to try to, I'm going to play that sound again, but I'm hoping that you can hear it clearer, but I'm not going to put it so close, my cell phone close to my laptop. So that's how we're going to end. But just remember, read the scriptures, and that, most of all, listen to that song. You know, if you can't get it, Sinek, that's the I put it in the computer to make sure I pronounce it right. The neck. You can have it. Anybody else sings it. It's still going to be, the words are still powerful. And I just can't seem to get it out of my head. I can sing it all day long, all night long, go to bed singing it. So it's such a beautiful song. And our church choir sang it Sunday or the Sunday before. And I think it was this Sunday. But anyway, I just can't seem to stop listening to it. So be blessed. Have a great week. And just know that you need to pray to God and ask him to give you the full armor of God to prepare for the storm. Have faith in him and just knowing that he is a way maker. He is a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. And that is all I have for tonight. Be blessed, and I will continue to pray for you. And knowing that I am here, if you want to call me at any time during the week, I am here. I am retired, do not work anymore. I stay a little busy at times, but I'm always available to answer your call. Now, sometimes I do try to still getting those robocalls. So if I miss a call from you, text me. I read all of my texts, and I sometimes don't answer every phone that rings because I'm not sure who it is. And if it's not coming up on my phone, your name, are you using something else? So text me and tell me to call you. I'll be glad to call you. So I am always available to you. And let me try playing that song again because it's such a beautiful song. I'm going to have to pull it back up again on there. There she is.
Shopper at Big Lots. We're called